If you have your Bibles, we're going to be in 1 Samuel chapter number 16 tonight. 1 Samuel, you know, as I think about in Samuel, we see as the Word of God is speaking here about David, David's life. Where David, we could begin reading in verse number 11, and we could see there where David was brought in as a young lad from the field, as they brought him in as the little shepherd boy, and they brought him in to just see all of what he could amount to, what he could turn out to be. But in verse number 11, it says, "And Samuel said unto Jesse, Are here all thy children? And he said, There remaineth yet the youngest. Behold, he keepeth the sheep. And Samuel said unto Jesse, Send and fetch him, for we will not sit down till he come hither. And he sent and brought him in. Now he was ruddy and withal of a beautiful countenance and goodly to look to. And the Lord said, Arise, anoint him, for this is he. Then Samuel took the horn of the oil and anointed him in the midst of the brethren. And the Spirit of the Lord came upon David from that day forward. So Samuel arose up and went to Ramah." Lord, help us tonight. Lord, the few minutes we have, Lord, I just pray your will be done. Help us, Lord, as we speak what you've placed upon our heart. Help us, Lord, to get out of the way. Help us to realize that you're in control. So, Lord, I just pray tonight your will to be done. Lord, we love you, ask in thy name. Amen. You know, as I said earlier with David, you know, as we think of David as a young shepherd boy, we could switch on, we could go on, we could go through David's entire life. We could see where he began as the young shepherd boy. We could go on and we could talk about David, his accomplishments, how that David was a fighter, a mighty man. How that he was someone that was doing all that he had been asked to do. You know, as we look tonight, we see that God's choice was David. God's choice was David to be the king, to lead his people. You know, as we think of that, we think of young David as he become the leader at an early age, as he was chosen, as he was the one that was in charge. You know, as I look at the scriptures tonight, I look at David, all that he had done. And you know, I see in verse number 11, it says, "And Samuel said unto Jesse, Are here all thy children? And he said, There remaineth yet the youngest." You know, tonight as I look at this, we see, first of all, we see David. He was what? He was a content person. He was content with where he had been placed. Where had he been placed? He had been placed to be the shepherd. He had been placed to be the one in charge. You know, as I look at the scriptures tonight, I see lots of times that we may not be content with where God has placed us. But you know, as I look tonight, I see that there in verse number 1, it says that he keepeth his sheep. You know, how many times has God brought us to a situation? And you know, What I understand about shepherds, as I have done a little study, and I've seen that
lots of times there was girls that were the shepherds. The girls went out and they were the ones that were taking care of the sheep. But you know, as I look at that tonight, I see that David was content where God had called him. I'm sure David never had gotten to the point where he said, I'm going to be a shepherd boy today, and tomorrow I'm going to be fighting the battles, and the next week I'm going to be out there and I'm going to be the king, and next time I'm going to be in charge of everything. I'm sure that never went through David's mind. He was content with where God had placed him. And you know, as I think tonight of Christians, I think of our Christian life. Wherever God places us, we just need to be content. We just need to be content and say, okay, God, if you have called me to be the custodian, God, I want to be content as being the custodian. God, if you have called me to be the song leader, God, I should be content with where I am. God, you called me to be the lawn care man, then I need to be content. But we see tonight, we see that David was a content man. He was satisfied with where he had been placed. In Philippians 4:11, it says, not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am, therewith to be content. Content. Contentment. We need to be satisfied where God has placed us. Secondly, we see in verse number 13, it says, and then Samuel took the horns of the oil and anointed him in the midst of his brethren. And the Spirit of the Lord came upon David from the day forward. So Samuel rose up and went to Ramah. I see, secondly tonight, that David was a controlled man. How was he controlled? It speaks here. It says, and the Spirit of the Lord came upon him. You know, I see in Luke chapter 4 and verse number 1, it says, and Jesus, being full of the Holy Ghost, returned from Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness. You know, I see this tonight. I see that if Jesus, it says here that he was led by the Spirit. We see that if Jesus needed to be filled with the Holy Ghost, you know, what much more do we need? We see that he was a controlled man, where it says that he was, the Spirit of the Lord came upon David from that day forward. In Ephesians 5:18, it says, and be not drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. We see tonight, we see not only the contentment, we see the control, but we see also in verse number 16 that David was a committed man. In verse number 16 there it says, and let our Lord now command thy servant, which are before thee, to seek out a man who is a cunning player on a harp. And it shall come to pass, when the evil spirit from God is upon thee, that he shall play with his hand, and thou shalt be well. As I look at the word, cunning here, as I look it up, the word cunning means an experienced, a well-instructed, a person that has supplied knowledge to that. And we see here tonight, we see that it said, as it talks about David was a committed man, we see that it just says that he was a cunning player. He was a cunning player of the harp. What I have seen and read, it talks about a harp is a difficult instrument to master, an instrument that is maybe harder than a lot of other instruments. But we see tonight, we see that David was a cunning man, a committed man. But we also see in verse number 18, and he answered one of the servants and said, behold, I have seen a son of Jesse of Bethlehem. That is the cunning. I see that in the latter part of the verse there, it talks about he was a mighty valiant man, a man of war. We see that he is a courageous man. You know, folks, I don't want to downplay war, but you know, I see some of the wars that been reacted in World War I and World War II. And we see these men as they go out, and maybe back there in World War I, whenever they had nothing but just a musket. And if you know anything about muskets, you can only put one bullet in. And you go in and you put the powder and you put the wad in, and you put the lay it in, and you pack it and get it all ready. And you know, as I think about these men of war, that in World War I, World War II, as they were breast to breast, as they would fight, with one bullet, they would shoot, they would begin to pack their guns again or charge, and with the bayonet, they would fight. And you know, as I think about them men then and today, as I said, I'm not downplaying war is war. But you know, today, a lot of our wars are taking place where? They're sitting there in the office per se, and they're pushing buttons, and they're shooting the missiles in and blowing things up. But you know, I see tonight, I see that David was a courageous man. He was a mighty man. He was willing to go. In Psalms 144 and 1, it says, "Blessed be the Lord, my strength, which teacheth my hands to war and my fingers to fight." We see many a times that courageous. David was a courageous man. If I could encourage you tonight, we need some Christians to be courageous. We need some Christians tonight to be controlled. We need some Christians tonight to be committed. Whatever God asks you to do, you need to be willing to do it. And then we see also that David was a confident man. In Psalms 27, 4 through 6, it's "One thing I have desired of the Lord, that I will seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, and behold the beauty of the Lord, and inquire in the temple. For in my time of trouble, he shall hide me in a pavilion, in a secret of his tabernacle, and he shall set me upon a rock. And now shall my head be lifted up above mine enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy." But it says, "I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord." You know, folks, tonight as I think of serving God, I think of David. As all that he went through, from the little lad tending the sheep, as he went and as he fought the battles, he was what? He was someone that may not have wanted to do that, but God chose him. You know, folks, tonight, many a times in our life, God chooses us to do things. But God, I can't do that. God, I can't get up in front of folks. God, I can't talk to someone one-on-one. God, I can't do what you've asked me to do. But think about David. David was satisfied being a little shepherd boy. Tonight, we see that little David, God saw a young man that was faithful. God saw a young man that was willing to keep of his father's sheep. A man that was committed to a cause. A man who was both available and usable. And tonight I think of our lives, my life, maybe your life. What has God asked you to do? What does God see in you and I that we could do for him? Here we see in verse number 11. "And Samuel said unto Jesse, send and fetch him." for we will not sit down till he come hither. And he sent and brought him, and he was ruddy and withal a beautiful countenance, and goodly to look upon. And the Lord said, arise, anoint him, for this is he. God chose David. God chose him to be the king. Folks, tonight we may not ever be a king. We may not ever have a high position. But you know, wherever God places you, wherever God places me, we just need to be content with that. We just need to be committed. We just need to be controlled by the Holy Spirit. We need to just take our lives and say, okay, God, if this is what you want, then here am I. God, give me. God, use me. But God can't use me because of what I've done. I'm glad God can take nobodies. I'm glad God can take us and he can use us. And how through the years God has blessed and how God has worked in lives. I read a story just a couple of days ago. Back in 1977, the first heart transplant, I think it was 77, the first heart transplant that they did was in New Zealand. There was a person that they needed a heart. There was a young man that was killed in an accident. They brought that heart and they transplanted it into this person. And as they put the heart in, it responded, everything responded well. But that person began to have a urge that they wanted spicy food, something they had never eaten before. And they began to eat spicy foods, and they began to eat this food and that food. They'd never eaten that food before. And they said, what is going on? And they were able to get in contact with the family where the young man had gotten killed. And one of his things was not only spicy food, but also chicken nuggets. And they said that he began to have them cravings. And they talked to the family and they told him, they said, yes, our son loves spicy food. Our son loves chicken nuggets. So they realized that with a new heart, them desires had changed. You know, as I read that story, they went on to say, you know, whenever God places a new heart in us, when God places that new heart in us and there is a change, we're going to have a different desire. We're not going to want to. If you were an alcoholic, we're not going to want to drink alcohol any longer. If you like to do drugs, you're not going to want to do it. Why? Because you have a new heart. And you know, as I read that story, I thought, isn't that the way God is? How that he changes our lives. How that he changes us from what we used to like to do to what we not do today. Lord, help us. Help us tonight, Lord. Just bless. Pray you will be done. Lord, we love you. Ask in thy name. Amen.